Somebody puts his Arab tumah on a tree, and the tree is at least 4 tefachim wide, and he puts the Arab above 10 tefachim from the ground, that would not be a valid Arab. We're talking about where the tree is in a reshus harab, and his kohenish pisa down on the ground. And the way an Arab works is that the place where you put down the food, that's where your kohenish pisa. It's as if that's where you're living for Shabbat. And the person only lives in the place where his food is. So since he puts his food down there, it's as if he's living there for Shabbat. And that allows him to walk 2,000 amos from the place where he puts down the Arab. Now, if your kohenish pisa in a reshus harab, and you put the Arab in a reshus hayachid, that would not be a valid Arab. As an Arab only works if you're able to take the Arab, bein hashmashos on Friday night, and eat it. And bein hashmashos on Friday night, you cannot take the Arab and eat it, since you're dwelling in a reshus harabim, and the Arab is on a tree that is a reshus hayachid, since the tree is at least 4 tefachim wide, and you put it above 10 tefachim from the ground, that's a reshus hayachid. And since you cannot take the Arab on bein hashmashos Friday night and eat it, it would not be a valid Arab. However, if you put the Arab on the tree, but you put it less than 10 tefachim above the ground, in such a case, it would be a valid Arab. And even though your kohenish pisa in a reshus harab, and your Arab is in a karmelit, and the place that's 4 tefachim wide and less than 10 tefachim above the ground constitutes a karmelit, and it's forbidden on Shabbat to take something from a karmelit to a reshus harab. However, that issur is only midrabban. And this mission is going according to Rebbe, who called Dabar Shehu Mishum Shvut Lo Gadru Olav Bein Hashmashos. Any Isser Midrabanan is not Usser on Bein Hashmashos on Friday night when it's twilight and Suffolk Yom Suffolk Lila, and Isser Dirabanan would be permitted according to Rebbe. And the Isser to take something from a Karmel to Reshus Harabim is only Usser Midrabanan. So therefore, since Friday night Bein Hashmashos, you would be allowed to take the Arab and eat it. It would be a valid Arab. Somebody who puts his Arab in a well, even if the well is 100 amos deep and at least 4 tefachim wide, so the well is a reshus hayachid, it would be a valid Arab. We're talking about where the well is in a karmelit. So your kohenish pisa in a karmelit, the place where you're dwelling on Shabbos, is in a karmelit. And the Arab is in a bor, which is a reshus hayachid, it would be a valid Arab. Since Bein Hashmashos, you can go ahead and take the Arab from the well to the karmelit, and the mishnah is going according to Rebbe, that anything that's only Usser Midrabanan is Mutter Bein Hashmashos, and the Isser to take the Arab from the well, which is the reshus hayachid, to the karmelit is only Usser Midrabanan, so you can go ahead and take the Arab and eat it, Bein Hashmashos, so it would be a valid Arab. Na'akna b'rosh ha'kana b'rosh ha'kundit, b'zman sh'utol ha'zbenot, a'filo gavor me'ama ha'rei ze'er. Somebody who puts the Arab on top of a reed or on top of a pole, as long as the reed or the pole have been uprooted from the ground and then reinserted in the ground, even if the reed or pole is 100 amos high, it would be a valid Arab. And even though it's 100 amos high, it would not constitute a reshus hayachid, as long as it's not 4 tefachim wide towards the bottom. So therefore, you're allowed to take off the Arab from the top of the reed or pole, bein hashmashos, and eat it. However, if it was still rooted to the ground, it would be us. And the Chacham are afraid that when you take off the Arab bein hashmashos from the reed, you might end up cutting off a little piece of the reed, which is Usser. That would be the malacha of Kaitzer of reaping. So therefore, it's Usser even bein hashmashos to take off the food from the top of the reed, lest you end up breaking off a piece of the reed, which would constitute the malacha of Kaitzer. However, to put the Arab in a tree is Mutter, like we had previously in this mission. As when you take off the food from the tree, we're not concerned you'll cut off a piece of the tree, since the tree is very hard, as opposed to a reed, which is very soft, and there's a great likelihood that when you take off the Arab from the reed, you'll end up breaking off a piece of the reed. Somebody who put his Arab in a closet, the closet is locked, and he lost the key to the closet. Even so, it is a valid Arab. And even though the Arab is only a good Arab, if you're able to access the food, bein hashmashos, and eat it, and here you have no access to the closet since you lost the key. We're talking about where the lock to the closet is held in place by a rope. And you can break the rope, and that would allow you access to the food. Now, even though breaking the rope would constitute the malacha of soyser, of knocking something down, which is also on Shabbos. However, it would only be also midrabanan, since breaking the rope is makapo, is a destructive act. And a destructive act is not also midatora on Shabbos. And since it's only Usser Midrabanan, and this mission is going according to Rebbe, who holds that any Usser Midrabanan is Mutter Bein Hashmashos, so you could go ahead and break the rope Bein Hashmashos and eat the Arab Bein Hashmashos. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, Meini Yodea Shem Avteah Bim Komo, Eino Arab. Rabbi Eliezer argues with the Tanakhama. Rabbi Eliezer holds, if you don't know where the key is, it would not be a valid Arab. The reason being is that Rabbi Eliezer holds, the Ein Kli Nito El Tzorech Tashmisho. Any kli cannot be used on Shabbos unless you're using it for the purpose that it is usually used for. Otherwise, it would be muksa. And we're talking about with only knife that you have to cut the Erev with is a regular table knife that's not usually used for cutting ropes. So therefore, to move that knife in order to cut the rope would be usur, it would be considered muksa for that purpose. So therefore, you would not be allowed to move the knife to cut the rope. Now, even though the Isra Muksa is only midrabbanan, as we said, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi who holds that an Isra midrabbanan is mutter ben hashmashim. However, in this case, since there are two Isuri midrabbanan, first of all, there's the Isra of Muksa. In order to move the knife to cut the rope, that would be usur, that would be Muksa. And there's another Isra of actually cutting the rope. Because cutting the rope is also usur midrabbanan, and even though it's makalkos, a destructive act, it's still usur midrabbanan. So we have two Isurim that are abundant over here, and in such a case, even according to Rebbe, you would not be allowed to cut the ropes, even Ben Hashmash. Sachar the Erev in Paragimel Mishnah Dalet Nitzgalgal Chutz L'Tchum. Somebody put down his Erev within 2,000 Amos of the city, and the Erev rolled outside the 2,000 Amos. And now he is no longer able to get the Erev Ben Hashmash in order to eat it. As an Erev is only kosher if he can get it Ben Hashmash and eat it. However, now that it rolled outside of 2,000 amos, he's no longer able to get the Erev since it's out of the Tchum. And the Mephorshim explained that it rolled more than 2,002 amos outside the city. As if it's within 2,002 amos, he would be able to get it Ben Hashmashos, as a person could walk 2 amos in each direction from the place where he put down his Erev. Ben Nafo Alav Gam, or somebody put down his Erev Tchum, and a heap of rubble fell onto the Erev. And the only way to dig out the Erev is to take a shovel in order to dig it out. And that would be a malacha min haTorah, the malacha of chayfer, of digging. So therefore, he cannot access the Erev ben hashmashos and eat it. O nisra, or the Erev got burnt. O truma ben nitmes, or he was a kohen, and he used truma as his Erev, and the truma became tamei. So now it is forbidden for him to eat it, as it's forbidden to eat truma that has become tamei. Mi ba'od yom eino Erev. Mi shechashecha harei ze Erev. If any of these things happen while it was still daylight before Ben Hashmashos, in such a case, the Erev is not kosher, since he no longer can eat the Erev Ben Hashmashos, as an Erev is only kosher if he can eat it Ben Hashmashos. But now that a heap of rubble fell over it, or it got burned, or it was truma and became tameh, he no longer can eat it, so it's not a valid Erev. However, if any of these things happen only after dark, in such a case, it would be a valid Erev, as since by Ben Hashmashos, the Erev was still around, he was able to access it at that time and eat it. It doesn't matter what happens to the Erev after dark. If the Erev becomes active, Ben Hashmashos, and even if the Erev gets lost after dark, it doesn't matter. And it would be a kosher Erev. In Sopet, if he has a doubt whether any of these things happen before dark or after dark. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, Oimrim, Hareza, Hamar, Gomor. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda says, such a person is torn, just like a person who is leading both a donkey and a camel. As a person who leads a donkey has a donkey go in front of him, while a person who leads a camel walks in front of the camel. And a person who is leading both a donkey and a camel is torn in between them. He's in between the donkey and the camel. The donkey walks in front of him, and the camel walks in back of him. So too, a person who put down an Erev and is in doubt whether the Erev is active or not, he doesn't know if any of these things happen before dark or after dark, so he doesn't know if it's a valid Erev or not. So that person is torn between his place of residency and the place where he put down his Erev. And if the Erev is not good, then he counts 2,000 amos in each direction from his place of residency. However, if it is a good Erev, he doesn't count the 2,000 amos from his place of residency. Instead, his place of residency is considered the place where he put down the Erev. So he has 2,000 amos in each direction from the place where he put down the Erev. But now that he doesn't know whether it's a kosher Erev or not, so he doesn't know if he counts the 2,000 amos from the place where he put down the Erev, or if he counts the 2,000 amos from his place of residency, so he is torn between the two places. And is only allowed to walk on Shabbos in a place where both the Erev and his place of residency would let him walk. Meaning to say, he can walk from his place of residency until the place where he put down the Erev. At the 2,000 amos between the place he put down the Erev and his place of residency, he would be allowed to walk whether the Erev is kosher or not. However, the 2,000 amos and on from the place where he put down the Erev, he would not be allowed to walk, because maybe the Erev is not good, so he can't walk more than 2,000 amos outside the city. And he also can't walk 2,000 amos outside the city in the opposite direction from where he put down the Erev, as if the Erev is a valid Erev, so he's only allowed to walk towards the place where he put down the Erev. He can't walk in the opposite direction, since his place of residency is considered the place where he put down the Arab. So such a person is torn just like a person who leaves both a donkey and a camel and is only allowed to walk 2,000 amas between his place of residency and the place where he put down the Arab. He can't walk another 2,000 amas from the place where he put down the Arab, nor can he walk 2,000 amas in the opposite direction from his place of residency. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Aymrim Safek Arab Kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon argued. They say when he has a Safek, whether his Arab is valid or not, the Arab would be kosher, and he would be allowed to walk another 2,000 amas from the place where he put down the Arab. And according to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, we would use the Svara of Chazaka. The Chazaka tells us that since when he put down the Arab was intact. Even though something happened to the Arab later on, and he doesn't know whether it happened before dark or after dark, the Chazaka would tell us that it happened at the last possible moment, that the rubble fell on it, or the truma became tummy at the last possible moment. So we would assume that the rubble fell on it, or the truma became tummy after dark, and therefore the Arab would be kosher, as we would use Chazaka to tell us that the Arab was intact, bein hashmash. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Av Tomas Hei, Mishav Chamishas Kenim, Asafik Arab Shakash. Rabbi Yosef says, Av Tomas testify in the name of five of Kenim, that a Safik Arab is kosher, that a person who has a Safik, whether the Arab is kosher or not, we would use the Svar of Chazaka to tell us that the Arab is valid, and is allowed to walk another 2,000 amas from the place where he put down the Arab.